This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 323. And today we're talking about the 7 principles of a warrior mind. Now, these principles can be found in my online course, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, as well as the book. But the book comes with the online course. And you can find out more about these principles at warriormindtraining.com. But what I'd like to do is just kind of dive into it, because we have principles throughout the world. We have principles that govern realities, and these are some of the principles that I have found that help in developing a warrior mind. So the first one is the law of things, and that is that thoughts are real things. They are real forces, they have energy, and they are really the cause for all our effects, for all your effects. So basically, weak and scattered thoughts produce weak and scattered forces, which produce weak and scattered results. And strong and concentrated thoughts produce strong and concentrated forces, which produce strong results. So the first thing is to know that your thoughts are real. They are absolutely real things. There's a magnetic resonancy around them. This is part of the holographic universe, that your thoughts have energy. And when you can start to know that and treat your thoughts as if they have energy, you'll be more diligent as to noticing what is being produced in your life. Principle number 2, the law of bidirection. This means that your mind works like a two-way radio. It is always sending and receiving thoughts. Now, you can probably, and these thoughts then, right, have energies, because they're affecting your environment. How many times have you gone into a room and just, you don't like the vibes in that room? Well, that could be majority of people are sending off, quote, bad vibe thoughts. You come home late and your significant other is there waiting for you, and you can tell immediately that the vibes aren't good, and that's because we are always sending and receiving thoughts. And those thoughts, those sending thoughts, can affect the environment and can affect us. So we need to be aware of who we hang around with and what they are thinking and what thoughts they are sending out. Because if you hang around people who have a flu, who have a cold, you're going to get a cold. And so you want to start to think about and pay attention to about who you are hanging around with, because if these thoughts are, if your mind is bidirectional, you're sending and receiving, what are the thoughts that you are receiving? What are the thoughts that you are letting into your mind? And then we parlay that into thoughts are real things, and then they start to create your reality. So this bidirection is how you can then also affect those around you by thinking positive thoughts, by thinking uplifting thoughts. Now, it's sometimes easier to be brought down than it is to be brought up. But if you can be aware that your mind is sending and receiving, you can then take control over the type of thoughts that you want to think. Principle number 3, the law of magnetism. And this states that laws that are emotionalized are magnetized and attract similar and like thoughts. How many times have you gotten into a fight and you've left that individual and you keep thinking about now all the bad things about that person? You start going around in circles, and then you start thinking about the bad things about other people and about your life and about your car and about your dog. And pretty soon you start thinking of all these bad thoughts about your life, because once that one thought gets emotionalized with anger or with love, it becomes magnetized and attracts similar like thoughts. So the key here is, if you want, again, going back to thoughts or things that are the cause of your effects, if you want more happiness in your life, you want to start thinking more happy thoughts, so that with the emotions, so that they will be magnetized and they will attract more happy thoughts, And because thoughts are real things, you will produce more happy experiences. And so this is principle number three, is that law of magnetism. Principle number four is the law of decision. And that states that we are always experiencing thoughts. Our mind is always experiencing thoughts. And we can decide at any time whether to entertain that thought or not. It's we are thinking it, and it's our decision to hang on to that thought, and it's our decision to let that go. So this principle of the law of decision is empowering. So we are empowering ourselves to say, I don't want this thought anymore. I'm not going to think it. I'm going to think another thought. And when we can decide what thoughts we want to think, then because thoughts are real forces, we then can decide what type of results we want to create. Principle number five, the law of placement. This states that we have the ability, the power, and the capacity to insert any thought of any type at any time. So not only do we have the decision, we can decide to entertain a thought. Well, I don't like that thought. I don't like, oh yeah, I'm going to keep this thought. But now we have the power to put into our mind a completely different thought. So if we're working with principle number four, the law of decision, let's say a thought comes up and we don't like it. We go, okay, I'm not going to entertain that. Now we can step into the law of placement and go, what type of thought do I want? And we can now place in our mind a more empowering thought. You have this power. Many people believe that they don't have power over their thinking, that the news controls them. And at some level, if we're not awake and not aware, that is true. The news does control us, the unawakened ones. Our significant others do control our thoughts. Our boss does control our thoughts at some level. We're playing the effect side. But when we start to embrace these principles, especially the law of placement, meaning that we can put any thought we want at any time into our mind, then we can start to create the life that we really want. Principle number six, the law of association. And this states that our inner world and our outer world are associated and connected. That means that our inner world of thoughts and forces affect our outer world, and at sometimes our outer world can affect our inner world. So they are independent but yet connected. And this goes back to a previous podcast on TFAR, right? We look at our thoughts lead to our feelings, lead to our actions, lead to our results. But when we know this law of association is that our inner world of thoughts and our outer world of reactions are connected, we can then to make the decision to connect them. So we can look at an event, and if we don't have this decision ability, we can look at an event, project onto it, going, oh, this is a bad event, and let it cause a inner state of emotion. And that is how it's connected. However, when we become awake and developing a warrior mind, we can look at an event and project onto it what we want. And so that's a real practice. And again, at warriormindtraining.com, you can find out more how to do that. But this association is really interesting because we are connected, the inner world and the outer world, because we are living in the outer world and the inner world at the same time. Yet we also have the ability to remove our feelings, our emotions from the outer world and think something completely different. So we can disassociate that, because if we're just responding to what's happening in the outer world and thoughts are real things, then all we're going to do is keep duplicating what is out there. It's like Groundhog Day. We're just going to keep repeating the same thing over and over again. What we need to do is develop that warrior mind and go, hey, whatever's happening here, I'm going to think something positive. I'm going to think something beautiful. I'm going to think something happy. So it changes the inner world, and that will eventually change the outer world. And the final law here, the principle, is the law of patterns. And that says, given enough time, everything has a pattern. You look at the Fibonacci retrace. There's patterns in nature. There's patterns all over. There's a pattern in your life. And if you start to look back and identify that pattern, you can see what's working and what's not working. You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, we can start to look back on our life and go, hey, you know what? Every 7 years, I get into a huge fight. Every 5 years, this happens. Every 6 months, this happens. And we can start to look at these patterns. And then once we identify these patterns, we can then investigate, I wonder what's behind that. I wonder how I could break this pattern. And part of these patterns show up when we're in our, what I call the complacent zone, when we bounce back and forth between our mental support and our mental resistance. That's recreating the same thing over and over and over again. So this law of patterns can start to reveal our insanity, because the patterns could be, you know, separated by weeks, days, months, and years. And when we can start to identify these patterns, we then can start to take control of our life, because those patterns in our life, which is the results, is the effect of our thinking. And so by applying these seven principles, you can develop a warrior mind, and you can start to then break that pattern by knowing that your thoughts are real things, that they're, that when they get become emotionalized, they're magnetized, and that you can think any thought you want at any time, and you can decide what thought you want to think. And knowing that the law of association, that your inner world and outer world are connected, and it's more so that your inner world is definitely connected with your outer world. And so when you can start to look at these principles, start to apply them. And I would ask you that, you know, go to the blog post where this is, copy down these principles, take one principle every week and really, really work with it. I mean, this is one thing to tell you about these principles, but it's another, I would like to assign you, give you, you know, challenge you a little bit and take one of these principles and work with them for a complete week and start to track your results and see what's happening. If you'd like to get into more detail on it, you can always go to my online training course, which is warriormindtraining.com. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.